We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are listening. This is Broken Rocket Radio, and I am Tyler.
I am Amber.
That's Amber. And we're going to go ahead and just dive into the meat and potatoes of this episode. First off, we're going to talk about Netflix.
That's my favorite company right now.
Yes.
They're busting out some really good shows.
Yeah, we are huge Netflix fans at this house. And they are bringing the heat. Well, I say bringing the heat. And then the first thing I'm going to talk about is a preschool educational show that's coming out March 17th called Julie's Green Room. Do you know
from
who's
Macy?
The star? Yeah, from Macy.
The star?
Julie's Green Room?
Julia Gulia?
Julie Andrews. Mary Poppins?
The old lady? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
She's going to have her own Netflix show, and Macy will be watching it.
Probably.
Oh, definitely.
No more Einstein. Macy, what do you want to watch? Einstein.
I want to watch Little Einsteins.
Jeez, kid knows this Beethoven by heart.
Switching gears from what Macy wants to watch to what I would want to watch. Also on March 17th, Iron Fist. Yeah, you have no idea what Iron Fist is, do you?
I'm assuming it's a superhero.
Yes, it's a superhero. It's a Marvel superhero. In the same universe as the, Daredevil and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty excited. I saw the trailer and it looks incredible. Yeah.
Did you have to put your birth date and everything like the other trailer we were trying to watch?
What trailer was that?
That was for that
Neo. It was a video game trailer.
Yeah, Neo or Nia, yeah. Or however you say it.
Yeah, we're shopping for new video games, and we're like, oh, let's look at this trailer.
You had to put your birth date and sacrifice your firstborn and everything else. It was a hassle.
Iron Fist is pretty badass, and it's actually going to be leading to the Defenders. Yeah, you have no idea either. Well, it's kind of like a low-rent Avengers.
Oh, okay.
It's going to have Daredevil. Iron Fist,
mm-hmm.
Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones. And they're going to be kicking some major ass.
Jessica Jones and Luke Cage going to be screwing as much as they did in Jessica
Probably.
Jones?
Probably.
That was like a softcore porn.
Hey, some superpowered thucking.
Hey, whatever. Looking forward to it.
It just says 2017... But I eagerly await. It's going to be coming. But probably, I'm even more excited, believe it or not, for the next show that I'm going to announce.
Okay, what is it?
Bill Nye Saves the World.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. That is a very well-named program.
April 21st. And I love Bill Nye, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And I love debunking shit, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's Bill Nye and his groupies debunking shit. It's gonna be amazing!
I'd like to watch that one, too. Yeah, I was all about the Bill Nye back in the day.
Yeah, it's not a kid's show. He evolved with us. It's gonna be an unfiltered talk show. And he's got lots of guest stars coming in. And he has like four young, good-looking people. Mm-hmm. One of them is an actual scientist. The other are comedians and type stuff. But they all share a love for science. And it looks good. I listened to him talk about it and saw the trailer today. And yeah, I'm totally into it.
You know, it was a good day in school when they dragged that that rolling TV into the classroom. Yeah. You knew you were watching Bill Nye or some documentary.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Mostly Bill Nye.
I love Bill Nye.
Science rules.
Science. But yeah, I'm super excited about that one.
That one sounds good. They all sound good.
There are a couple comedians you may have heard of, one or two of them. Nick Kroll and Andrew Goldberg. Nick Kroll from the Nick Kroll Show.
I'm not much of a stand-up person. If they're stand-up people,
killing me.
Like it just, I don't know. It just never appealed to me.
Well, Nick Kroll's a pretty funny comedian, and Andrew Goldberg does a lot of work with Family Guy, and they're teaming together with animation team. An adult animated TV show called Big Mouth, and it centers around their teenage adventures in puberty.
Oh boy. So, it sounds like it's going to be raunchy as hell.
Yeah, probably.
I'm alright with that.
I think Jason Peel is, I think it's Jason.
Sounds good.
Whatever, Peel from Jay. Key and Peel, and maybe Jay. But he's tied to it. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live's in it. A lot of funny people.
Okay. I'll give it a chance.
Oh, definitely. Now, do you know who Jason Bateman is?
Maybe. If I had a face to the name.
All right. He has been in, like, everything since he was six. He was in Little House from the Prairie when he was a little boy.
Okay.
Most recently, he's been in a lot of comedy movies. The Switch Up, you know, where he switched Jennifer Aniston's jizz and...
Was that Jason Bateman?
Yeah, that's Jason Bateman. Extract. He was the announcer in Dodgeball.
I know who it is now. I thought it was Jason Sudeikis.
No, that's Jason Bateman.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason Bateman's a little more good-looking than Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
He's a bit more handsome. But he's lately been mainly focused like a laser on comedy. Doing a lot of comedies and a lot of romantic comedies. Like, you remember Extract?
Yeah,
that was him.
Okay.
The main guy. He's kind of been the leading man in a lot of comedies. He's steering away from that and doing a drama TV show. Mm-mm. That's going to be on the second half of 2017 called Ozark. Uh-oh. He does have acting chops. I know he's a...
Okay.
I guess he's just going to do it, but it's about a man that's in debt to a drug lord. So, he's kind of hiding out in the Ozark area. Might be good. Huh?
I'll give it a chance.
Oh, I hope so. I like Jason Bateman. And Dodgeball, which is filled with incredibly funny lines. He has probably the funniest, well, one of the funniest lines. You know the one that I think is the funniest. Necessary? Isn't necessary to drink my urine? No, but it's sterile and I like the taste. But my second favorite line from that movie is, "Oh, Pain Town, population you, bro." Or he was the announcer for ESPN8, The Ocho. But anyway, I digress. Now, the next one that I'm talking about is causing a bit of an uproar.
What doesn't these days?
Well, this one is based off the 2014 indie film Dear White People, and this show is going to be having the same name. It is going to be streaming at starting April 28th, and I guess white people are pissed off.
Of course they are.
I mean, it's just a subject that's going over the racial tensions of the Ivy League society. I see no problem with it. As a white person, I'm not offended. I'll even watch it because you know who it's starring?
Jason Bateman.
No. It's starring the kid from Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
And he's got a giant afro.
I think his name is Tyler or something.
Yeah, I think his name is Tyler something. I should remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But I loved Everybody Hates Chris. Because, as you may know, Terry Crews is one of my favorite people ever. So anything he's in, I'll watch.
There's a Facebook page called The Same Picture of Terry Crews Every Day.
I should probably like it.
And it's... You'll never guess. It's the same picture of Terry Crews every day.
That's kind of what I guess.
But I don't see anything wrong with it either. People are just so damn sensitive.
From what I'm hearing is people are actually canceling their Netflix subscriptions.
Aww.
Because they announced this and had to try.
Oh, are they going to go to Canada?
What the hell? It's
cancel the whole program because they don't like one show.
Yeah. It's like, I'll probably even watch it. I'm not offended. Whatever.
Nope.
And the trailer touches on, you know, a bunch of white people wearing blackface. That is offensive. And there's a black woman talking against that. How is that offensive? It's like, oh, you're offending me. And then the white people watching the black woman being offended are offended. What the hell?
This is why I don't talk to people.
Do we all just need to have pads on the walls?
You need a Snickers because you're hungry.
I think the entire world needs a Snickers.
Yes.
I'm the only one just not getting offended by anything. And I mean,
there's things that I don't agree with. But yeah. I mean, I'm grown and I just... Okay, that's their opinion. And that's the way they are. Yeah. But I'm not like that. And that's good because... It would be stupid if everybody was exactly the same.
Be living in like a sheep world. But yeah. People get over themselves. Quit being offended. Watch Dear White People, even if you're white. Enjoy Netflix for crying out loud. But the last one that I will be talking about is called Gypsy. No date on that, just sometime this year. It's a psychological thriller. It's going to be 10 episodes long. Starring Naomi Watts.
And Jason Bateman.
Not Jason Bateman. He's busy in the Ozark. But on Netflix, getting some big names. Jason Bateman. And Naomi Watts. And yeah, everybody else, Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
But yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. And speaking of Naomi Watts, our fake sponsor of this episode is brought to you in part by Naomi Watts Giant Leg Mole. That's right. Naomi Watts Giant Leg Mole, after 11 years leave, finally noticed that beast and said, "That's it. I saw it. And I can't unsee it. I'm out." We noticed it the other day, and we just had to mention it. We were watching a movie on Netflix.
Saint Vincent,
which I recommend, starring Bill Murray.
Very good movie. I liked it very much.
And there was one scene, she was walking away, and then Amber's like, "Is that a mole?"
Like, what the fuck is that?
Did she sit in shit? It's a giant mole.
It's probably dime or nickel size.
I would say like buffalo nickel. It's huge.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Poor thing. She has enough money to get that thing lasered off.
And she's a beautiful woman, but that damn mole, though.
I liked her Russian accent.
Yes. Spoiler alert, she has a Russian accent.
I'm sorry. It was just funny.
But yeah, St. Vincent. It's a... Stick with it. It had a slow start, but stick with it.
Yeah, it does have a slow start, but...
Melissa McCarthy is in it as well.
Yeah, and the little boy in it is not a typical child actor.
Yeah, we get annoyed a lot by child acting, and he wasn't annoying.
He was good. I think it was his first...
Yeah, it was introducing him.
First whatever, and he did very well.
Yeah, I even think the supporting child actors weren't over the top annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, St. Vincent. See Naomi Watts giant leg mole. Well, I'm not in person, but...
And learn how to break a nose, if you don't know already.
Spoilers!
Nah, I'm just saying. It has nothing to do with St. Vincent.
If you say so.
It's just a small portion of what happened.
But anyway, we are talking about TV shows. And I have some sad news for you in the world of TV. Ellen DeGeneres is going to be stepping down in November of her show.
See, that makes me sad.
I've always been a fan of Ellen. She's hilarious.
I've probably only been a fan of Ellen.
Well, from what I heard is that the network, I believe it's NBC, is kind of pressuring her to leave anyway because they want to bring in someone younger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But,
Ellen's
ironically,
she'll be all right,
but, ironically, mm-hmm. she's leaving to promote this anti-aging cream that's seemingly working wonders on her.
She doesn't look her age.
Yeah, I think, from 10 years ago, she looks younger now. I think whatever she's doing, healthy living, or... Have you seen her recently?
I have. She looks very well.
And she's getting a lot of pressure from the wife to go ahead and just leave, so she announced.
Hey, that show's been... She's been going for a while.
Yeah.
I think she can just say, okay. You know, just... Go back to her mansion with all of her...
She's going to be all right.
With
her
doggies or whatever she has.
She'll be all right. She can dance wherever she wants.
The dancing is probably my favorite part.
Yeah, people get into it, yeah.
I love it. It's so unique. You don't see many shows that... Like, let's just get up and dance.
Yeah. She was the first one to kind of break the mold there and the normal, like, Oprah Winfrey template that was set. She's doing her own thing, and...
Yeah, I love her for it.
Yeah.
I was watching her way back when she had the TV show.
I was into it, too.
Sitcom or whatever.
Yeah. So. I was into her before then. I was a fan of her stand-up way back when. And she's hilarious.
She's a funny woman, yeah.
Hilarious. She's always kept me in stitches. But, I mean, everybody's so obsessed about physical appearances and... this woman in Thailand, she was getting tattooed and gave her tattoo artist quite a shock when one of her tits exploded.
Really?
Yeah, there's a video. Her tit exploded.
Was she getting tattooed on her?
No, she was actually not getting tattooed on her tit. It was like on her arm. But
and then just...
Popped.
Whoa.
But there's more to the story. Once you scratch on this woman whose name is Mint.
Mint.
M-I-N-T.
Okay.
That should tell you the type of person it is. But anyway, Mint was actually the girlfriend of the owner of the tattoo shop, and she gave herself giant balloon tits, literally balloon tits. To help promote the tattoo shop.
They weren't silicone or anything?
They were balloons.
They weren't from a doctor.
Yeah, they were trying to make a viral video of this big-titted woman getting tattooed at the tattoo shop to make the tattoo shop more successful. Now it's gone a little bit crazy because everybody wants to see the tattooed woman get her tit pop. And now it's gone super viral.
So when you say a balloon, is it under the skin or is it just in her bra?
It looked like it was maybe under the tit. Like she was holding her tit up.
Gotcha.
It's hard to tell. Because it was under shirt and everything. Yeah. It's not like it was out. But yeah. Pop. But I don't think I would have a balloon on my tit. Well... With the potential of it being popped whilst being tattooed.
Around a needle. What do you call it? Gyrating needle? Something?
Sure.
Pulsating? Something.
Sure.
Vibrating, at least.
Vibrating, yeah, definitely. I mean, the way she was sitting, it was kind of like putting pressure on the boobies as well, so.
Well. But they got the recognition, just not in the way they wanted.
But what was creepy, I don't know if this is a common practice in Thailand, but while this woman was getting tattooed, there was like 20 people standing around her just staring. I was like, if I'm getting tattooed, maybe one or two, but just to look at
it. When I got tattooed, it was just me and the tattoo artist.
Yeah, most of the times I get tattooed, and it would just be me and the tattoo artist. Some people would come and go and be like, oh, checking it out.
Yeah, somebody asked a question, but then they left. They said, oh, that looks good, and then they left.
Yeah, but these people were standing and staring. I think they thought that maybe the titties were real. I don't know what they were doing. They look all like conservative type people, like her family or something.
Oh, boy.
But old Mint, she's not in mint condition anymore. She got a pop titty.
That's pretty funny, though.
Speaking of titties, we'll stay on the subject. In Peru, there was a little flood that happened, and a river overflowed, and a pig farm was a victim of it. Oh. And while the local news there was interviewing one of the pig farmers, she decided to whip her tit out and start breastfeeding a pig.
See, that's what's wrong with people.
You cannot make this shit up.
That's what's wrong with people today.
The cameraman quickly panned away, and from what I could tell, the reporter regained composure, and while he was panning, you could see a crowd of people, like, with their jaws wide open, like, what the hell is she doing? It was so nonchalant, like, she does it all the time.
She might.
It was so damn creepy.
But why
she just, like, pulled her shirt up, had a piglet in her hand, just put it right to her tit. What the hell?
Good to know that, you know, Peru has its weirds, too. It's not just the USA.
That kind of tops it. Well, bringing it back home in the USA, in North Carolina.
Oh, come on, guys.
a mother caught her child's child care provider breastfeeding her child. Not her child, but this woman's 3-month-old son was being breastfed by someone that's not her mother. She got caught on camera, and the woman's trying to press charges, but there's nothing really in the books about that. I wouldn't want, some stranger breastfeeding my child.
Me neither.
That's just creepy.
Is it just, I have opinions of breastfeeding, and...
Let's hear them!
I don't like it.
You don't like breastfeeding?
No, I don't.
At all?
No. I think it's very gross.
It has a lot of benefits.
I don't, you know, I'm not saying that I'm natural. Offended by seeing it or if anybody else does it. I'm just saying, for me personally...
You wouldn't want to do it?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it either. No, but I mean, it is a natural thing. I can understand... to a point, but I know back in the day they used to have wet nurses that, I'm pretty sure they probably still do,
they might.
Go get some formula. I know a lot of people say it's not the same, but it's a lot less creepy.
I wouldn't want somebody else. I'm assuming it was a daycare.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want some daycare random. You don't know what they got.
I'm thinking,
not sure,
too.
I don't know if you can pass anything on to a child like that, but just the thought, things are transmitted so easily.
Yeah, I'm thinking, too, if she's a daycare provider, how many other children has she been doing that to?
That's gross.
That's gross. You want to get grosser?
Okay.
Portland.
Can you do that?
Portland.
Do you have the power?
In Portland. Old West Coast, Florida. Old Oregon, Portland woman. She was having trouble scoring some dates. So she decided that she's going to step it up a notch. Well, she was getting dates, but they weren't successful anyway. She said she's going to woo these fellas a little bit better. So she decided she's going to use her vaginal fluid as perfume.
See, now, what is going on with these? This is why I don't talk to folks.
She did mix it with other scents, some synthetic scents, so it's not just straight
she's got
vag.
Some, ooh, they snatch. Oh my God, nasty.
Well, it seemed to be effective.
No.
She tried it out a couple times and with great success.
That's not a pleasant smell for me. Or maybe for men. I don't know. I don't know.
Introducing Beaver. The scent to drive your man wild.
Well, that's gross. You're successful.
I thought
you were going to talk about the corpse bonker the other
day. Oh.
That's where I thought
this
was
gross.
In Portland.
Was it in Portland?
That's what I thought you were telling me.
I can't remember where it was, but there was this woman who met a guy on Tinder, what she's talking about.
Y'all need to watch out for Tinder.
And anyway, he got a little romantical, and he had to spill his seed on her face and chest. Let's just say that's how it ended.
Had to.
That was how it ended. That was the end of the Tinder date. But the next morning, she wakes up and she's got a bad rash where he landed his man mayonnaise. And she's like, what the hell? This guy's got some dirty dick. So she goes to a STD doctor and is like, man, this guy's got some dirty dick. Got it on me. And he's like, well, it's not really a sexually transmitted disease here that could cause this. You need to go to a dermatologist. Dermatologist gave it a little swab, said he's got parasites in his semen. Yes. That's the only way it could happen. And the only way that he could have parasites in his semen is that he's had sex with animals, which is gross.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's had sex with dead people, which is gross.
Which is worse.
I don't know if it's worse or not.
They're both pretty bad.
They're both horrible, unspeakable horrors. But anyway, she's a little upset. So she's going to look this guy up, give him a piece of her mind. She looks up old boy on Facebook, which, if it was me, and I'm meeting some dude off of Tinder, I'm looking up his Facebook before I even set the date.
I'm pretty sure I Google searched you.
Yeah. Got to check me out. But anyway, she decides at this point to look his ass up on Facebook. Found him. Guess where he worked? The fucking morgue.
It don't take a genius to put two and two together on that one.
Oh, that dirty, disgusting. Dirty, dirty dick.
That is disgusting.
That's worse than Jeter. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Derek Jeter's got the dirtiest dick. He's given so many women STDs, it's not funny. But anyway, let's change the subject. That's just so gross.
Well, I don't know if we can definitely change the subject, but it's still going to be weird.
Not too weird. What about seagulls? We can talk about seagulls.
I guess so.
Well, they're endangered now. Not like endangered species.
As many as I see at the beach, no, they're not.
They are endangered by Brexit.
What?
Yeah, they...
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, according to the European Union, there's a protection of seagulls.
Mm-hmm.
But Britain, who's no longer part of the European Union, sees seagulls, as menaces, causing people to attack. They spread germs. They shit everywhere. So they're going to thin the herd a bit.
This isn't new news.
Yeah, but they're going to thin the herd.
Now they're going to work on
the Yeah. Okay. So, sorry, seagulls. Y'all better stay in Europe.
Watch your backs.
Stay over there. But what's good in England, though, the University of... This is really a weird name. University of the West of England. It's a mouthful.
I got it.
But University of the West of England has a new PhD. The PhD is in chocolate.
Oh, boy. Can we go over there? I just need to get a real quick degree.
Go ahead and get your degree. But it's not as tantalizing as you think. The study is going to be why we like chocolate.
Because it's tasty.
Why is it tasty, though? They're saying what genetic factors that make us love chocolate so much.
Why do you love anything else? Because it tastes good.
Well, there's got to be a reason why it tastes good to us.
It doesn't.
They're studying it.
There doesn't need to be.
They're going to find it out.
But I guess I'm glad they are.
Yes. So they are studying it.
Cool.
All right. I guess that's all the normal bullshit we got to talk about.
You called that normal?
Normal for us. What are we going into next?
We're talking about Florida news. I mean weird news.
Weirder news. It gets weirder than what we just talked about that wasn't really news, but it's kind of news.
It's all Florida arrests. And you know they're awesome.
Florida.
Alright, so the people of Fort Myers can rest easier now, knowing that a serial public masturbator is now behind bars.
Aww.
at least five women, have called in and said, hey, there's some dude jacking off. Can you come get him? So, the only reason they caught him is because he left behind a little evidence.
I'm sure he did.
And some fingerprints, because this guy would go up to, like, clear window fronts or whatever, knock on the glass, and just start handling business in front of women. Of course, I guess he had to have that lean and get going.
He had to get that right angle.
But he has since been caught, so...
Let me get in my yank position.
So,
so what does he do now? Just bang on the bars and then start doing it?
I guess he does. Although, I don't know. It was just in front of women. Or majority of it was women.
Right.
So, I don't know. If he's in an all-man prison.
Well, there might be a female guard. Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
Hey, baby.
So, yeah, he's...
Want some yogurt?
Disgusting.
Yeah.
So, he's behind bars.
Good for him.
Let's see. Where should we go? Let's have you pick. You want to go to Lakeland or Orlando?
I go to both all the time, so let's go ahead. Either or.
All right, we'll go to Lakeland. Lakeland man is arrested because he has stolen $7 billion by fraudulent wire transfers.
How the hell are these...
He is a self-taught wire transferer, and he did it because, quote, Jesus wanted him to be wealthy. He said, Jesus has created this fortune, and he wants me to have it.
Thou shalt not steal.
he didn't remember that part.
Why did he go all the way to $7
billion? I don't know. He set up this, he gave, I don't know how wire transferring works, but something about the routing number, and it was just this obscene amount of money. It was like 700 transactions.
Holy hell.
Equals to $7 billion. So he's now...
Right.
So.
$7 billion.
Yeah. Now, the Orlando deal...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is common practice, but Orlando cop arrested a man for having amphetamines on his car floorboard. Now, it wasn't amphetamines. It was actually donut glaze.
Yeah, you know those cops should have known that.
See, that's what I was thinking. But this corporal, where's corporal as far as the ladder of...
I think it goes like officer, corporal.
Okay, so it's kind of low.
Yeah.
But not the lowest,
yeah.
Okay, so by this point in her career, she should have known how to use a drug test.
You would think.
Or a drug kit, whatever they call it.
You would think.
Well, no. They were never trained to use drug kits.
And like, this is Orlando?
No one. No one's trained in using drug kits.
What the hell?
That was before this.
When was this? Like 1920 something?
December.
December. Wow. Orlando is a metropolitan city.
Yes. Since this, yes, everybody's been trained. Except for like a handful of new rookies, well, or whatever.
2016. Orlando's been big for a while.
They were never trained.
Wow. They have a freaking basketball team. Professional basketball team. But, yeah, let's not.
We don't need to worry about that. We don't have drugs here.
I tell you what they do have in Orlando. They have some rides, and I'm not talking about Disney. They got the Ladies of the Night there on Orange Blossom Trail. I come rolling in like 4 or 5 in the morning. I see them all going back home. It's not a pretty sight. Talk about the walks of shame.
Yeah.
It's a mass migration of dirty ladies.
Didn't you tell me one time that this one girl got out of a truck, cleaned herself off in a random puddle, and then started knocking on other trucks?
That was a sight I saw. I believe that was San Antonio, Texas, though.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies. Have a little bit more respect for yourself.
That's why you get parasites in your jizz.
Yeah, but the story about this guy, he went to a 7-Eleven. He, I guess, wanted some donuts. And he came to us. They were staking it out because there was drug suspicion, you know, dealing out of the store or whatever. So that in itself, why are you not trained in drug kits? But anyway, so the guy, he pulls up to a stop sign, doesn't stop completely. So really, he should have got pulled over for not stopping completely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all he should have got. And then this
right.
He got completely arrested for his donut glaze.
Wow.
so, of course, he was stopped by this lady.
That's another example of irony. The cop doesn't know what donut glaze is.
Yeah, she was very, very adamant that she did not know how to use her drug kits.
Wow. Orlando.
Poor things.
Wow.
I mean, it seems like such a simple thing to me. I've seen cops or whatever just match the color to whatever.
Yeah, I've seen many episodes. I could probably handle it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure the instructions are on the drug kit.
They probably are. That's probably why they didn't train, because they're like, oh, they...
You put it in the thing, and you shake it, and it changes colors.
Maybe Florida should accept the fact that they're Florida.
We have... Our listener of the month is in Florida, lady. You better be nicer than Floridians.
He's an engineer, isn't he? Or something.
Well, let's not give all of his information out. His social security number.
Anyway, I couldn't believe that when I was reading it.
Are those all your Florida crime stories?
If I put them all, we would be here for 6-7 hours. But yeah, that's all I got for today.
It's pretty entertaining stuff.
Fun fact, I got this from Florida.com.
There's an actual website.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
It's pretty entertaining. But another way of putting police reports in an entertaining form was brought to you by the Enterprise Toucsin. I don't know, Toucsin. And it's a newspaper in Indianola, Mississippi.
Went there last year.
Really?
No. Never heard of it.
Well, they turned their police reports into haikus in the newspaper there, which is pretty funny. They have one, 3 shotguns stolen, owner not smiling a bit, but ducks can relax.
Oh my goodness. I think I was like, third, fourth grade when I learned haikus. I was like, this is so stupid.
It's funny though.
This is hilarious.
How about kids across the street wave a BB gun at you? Uh-oh, window out.
Uh-oh.
Well, they're trying to save the press there. Because, you know, print is dead. They're grasping at straws. They're going back to the haikus. So dumb. I'm pretty sure a lot of people in Mississippi don't know what haiku is.
I've never... Since those third or fourth grade years, I've never made a haiku.
Who has, other than...
I guess next somebody's going to try to make a reason for the Pythagorean theorem, which I have not used since learning it.
Old haikus. I think it's pretty funny. It's something different.
It definitely is.
But it's lost in translation in Mississippi, though. Haiku! I don't know my IQ.
6.
What does my IQ have to do about this crime? What you talking about my shotgun stolen? I got 3 more in the bag.
You just offended every Mississippian.
No. They know they, like, Mississippi has a minimum 6 shotgun quota. They all have to carry 6 shotguns at a time.
Okay.
Okay. Ducks are a real issue there. Now, Mississippi is an easy target, though. You were just bad-mouthing Florida. Give me a break here. Mississippi's a hell of a lot worse than Florida. There's just not too many people that live
there's
there.
Not
that
a Mississippi, duh.
That's because they ain't got no internet. Mississippi, though. I want to talk about something Mississippi don't really know about. And that be science. Well, like your Mississippi... or your Florida stories, all my science stories just has to do with NASA. You know, NASA.
The space place.
The space place, that's right. Anyway, NASA has confirmed that astronaut Tim Kopra, he threw a football on the International Space Station 564,664 yards. Suck on that, Tom Brady.
Gaw dang.
Now, the math of it is that he actually only threw it 80 yards, but being that the International Space Station is traveling 17,500 miles per hour, that football that traveled only 80 yards up there traveled 564,664 yards on the surface.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cop out, but it's still, it's a stat.
80 yards isn't anything to be ashamed about either.
Well, when you have zero gravity, it's a little easier.
That's true. That's true.
All you have to do is just go poof,
poof, poof. Imagine if Tom Brady was up there.
Well, he can't really do much better than poof because there's. There's nothing really spinning it.
That's right.
He's not going to have any wind resistance. Zero gravity is just going to poof.
Poof.
All right.
That's cool.
Old Tim Kopra Cooper, whatever your name is. Congratulations on the longest pass. Pity clap. The other story comes from way back in 1965. It was around Christmas, and the Gemini 6 was starting their descent, trying to get back home. Mm-hmm. When I'll go ahead and just read this verbatim, because I wrote it down verbatim. The commander, Wally Shearer, he said, Houston, we have an object. Looks like a satellite going from north to south, probably in a lunar, a polar orbit. He didn't say that. But anyway, looks like he might be going to re-enter soon. You might let me pick up that thing. I see a command module and 8 smaller modules in front. The pilot of the command module is wearing a red suit.
Cool.
Yeah. The pilot, Tom Stafford, started ringing bells in the background, and Wally whipped out his harmonica and started doing jingle bells while Houston was losing their shit for a second. That's pretty funny, though.
It pranked Houston.
Houston? We have a Santa. I thought it was pretty funny.
Wally had a sense of humor.
Yeah. Seemed like they both did. Or maybe they were suffering from space madness. This.
Perhaps both.
Anyway. It's all good fun. That's it for science. That is it.
That was out of this world.
Well, thanks. You feel like having a little bit of history?
Let's go.
Put a little history in your life.
Time travel.
Bloody good history. All right. We went in time travel back into 1917.
That's way before my time.
Yeah, way before most of our times. Remember, George Patton?
Okay.
Do you ring any bells?
Not at all.
Patton.
Oswald.
No. All right. Well, there was a famous general in World War II named George Patton. There was a movie about him.
But 1917 was World War I.
It was after World War I.
Gotcha.
But anyway, there was a famous... Stay with me for...
I'm trying.
Fear. Stay with me, dear. Famous general from World War II.
Okay.
Named George Patton. Okay. He was a badass. He smacked his soldiers like, yeah, quit being a pussy.
We need that now.
Yeah, we do need it. We need a lot more Patton in our life now. But back in 1917, he was only a colonel. And he was in a place called Bourges, France. He was actually looking for a location to have a tank school. Okay. For tanks.
I know what tanks are.
Oh, I'm glad. But anyway, a lot of the villagers there was like, hey, there is a grave for an American soldier that they wanted to bring him to from World War I. Mm-hmm. Or back then, it was just the Great War. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, let's go check it out. So he approaches to it. He takes his hat off, very somber. Walks up to it, and he sees a wooden cross. And on it, it says, abandoned rear. Now, what that's code for is a latrine that you cover up. Do you know what a latrine is?
It's a potty.
Okay. They dug a hole. They took lots of shits in it. And then they covered the hole up. And they put a sign there that says, abandoned rear.
So it wasn't a grave.
It wasn't a grave.
It was just a cesspool.
It was a...
Shit bathroom.
Yeah, it was lots of buried shit. And in very Patton nature, he did not tell the villagers that that's nothing but some shit. So he went away. And during World War II, 27 years later, then General Patton found himself back into the town. And he found out that they're still maintaining this solemn grave site. And
has anybody told Borge now?
I'm sure they probably figured it out now, but
those poor people have been
the garden shit. Yeah. Taking care of it. That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
That's so George Patton, though. Let him take care of that shit pile.
That is awesome.
Yeah. But war, they usually last a long time. Mm-hmm. There's a couple that didn't last very long. One of them is the Anglo-Zanzibar War of 1896. Okay. You know all about that, right?
Yeah, you know that was the topic of most of our history lessons.
Yeah, this war was on August 26th, started at 9:02 a.m., ended at 9:40 a.m.
38 minutes, wow.
Yes, 38 minutes. It was four British warships versus the palace of Sultan Khalid. Khalid says he doesn't want to leave. Britain's a GTFO. And then they started firing on the palace. And then the white flag came up 38 minutes later, said, I'm done.
I don't want to play anymore.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. That's a pretty short war. There's another one. That's kind of accepted generally as the shortest war ever. Mm-hmm. But I think I got some competition for it. Actually happened before then, in 1784, where Austria controlled South Netherlands and wanted North Netherlands too. Mm-hmm. So they sent three warships, and the Dutch in the area were supposed to be neutral. So the emperor of Austria thought it was, they were just going to be pushovers. Mm-hmm. So they started sailing towards this anchored Dutch ship, and they fired one shot. The Dutch fired one shot at the Austrians. Mm-hmm. It hit a soup kettle, and soup went everywhere on the ship. The people were covered, and
war is canceled.
It was enough to say, no. They mean some business, and
not we get our soup.
they surrendered. They were like, all right, I'm done.
If that shot lasted more than, if it was 39 minutes
from the time that, okay. Boo, one volley. And the war report, they call it the Great Kettle War. The casualty,
I like that name.
Casualties is one soup kettle and presumably all the soup held within.
Oh, let's have a moment of silence.
The Great Kettle War.
We didn't learn about that one. That was just skipped right over. That's important.
You gotta study history, or you're doomed to repeat it.
That's right.
We don't want any more kettle wars. Another funny history moment.
We haven't had one since then.
We sure haven't. Yeah. You made a point. Check and mate. The kettle war to end all kettle wars. I don't know. I'm thinking about shooting my gun over there at the neighbor's soup can kettle.
Campbell's.
throw a can of Campbell's up in there and shoot it. Make it be tomato. They all freak out. Oh my God!
Hide your kids and your dogs. I'm fixing to shoot them all. Yee, yee.
But another funny moment in war history, which war can be funny from times. This is an example. The United States Marine Corps. Best of the best.
Hardcore fellas and ladies.
The era was the Korean War. The place was the Battle of Chosin Reservoir. Chosin Reservoir. The U.S. Marine Corps ran out of mortar shells, and the code name for mortar shells back then was Tootsie Rolls. So, they're like, hey, send over an airdrop, we're out of Tootsie Rolls.
Dang it.
So, what showed up? a giant box of literally Tootsie Rolls got parachuted down to these poor Marines that were wanting to, you know, clear a path with some mortars, but instead got some chocolate delight.
They are probably the best chocolate, in my opinion. Yeah, chewy chocolate
drink. But if you want some mortar shells and you cracking that, can you imagine being pinned down and you all got some mortar shells and you see that crate being parachuted down? That is pure salvation. You put your crowbar or what have you in there, open it up, and you see those little brown midgets.
All you can do is throw the midgets, you know?
Say, what the?
I mean, those thick ones, though, they can do some damage.
You put them in the freezer.
Those jokers are bullets.
They are chewy, chewy. Yeah.
They're tasty.
And Tootsie Rolls. Korean War era. who pushed that through? That, you know, according to military, it had to go from this guy to this guy to this guy. And they all put their stamp on it. All right, send those boys some Tootsie Rolls.
You said the Korean War?
Yes, the Korean War.
That's hilarious.
Send it to the top.
I mean, just imagine the ones that made it all the way through, now they came home and they're like, you know what happened?
Yeah.
The story.
Man, if my grandfather served in Korea and he told me that story, I would not believe him. But it is true. We were pinned down by the Koreans there. We needed some mortars bad. We were getting hammered. Salvation came from above. It was Tootsie Rolls. Literally Tootsie Rolls. We weren't hungry.
Had a nice sugar high.
God.
That's hilarious.
That's about it.
Unfortunate for their situation, but that is hilarious.
I wonder if it could help create peace. No fighting. Have a Tootsie Roll.
I don't know. It's not a Snickers.
It's not a Snickers, but it's a Tootsie Roll, though.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls, like you said, are delicious.
Yeah. I enjoy.
That is all I got. You got anything else you want to talk about?
There's some video game stuff.
Video games. Hit us with it.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the E3 convention.
Yep.
Did you know that E3 actually stands for Electronic Entertainment Expo?
I did know that.
I did not. I figured it out.
You're impressed with this massive knowledge.
I learned things today. I learn a lot when we do these. Anyway, the E3 is usually...
Broken Rocket Radio. Making Amber smarter every week.
Anywho, E3 will be open to the public this year. It's usually like an invite-only kind of deal. But they're going to start selling tickets. The first 1,000 are going to be $150 a pop.
Good lord.
For 3 days. It's 3 days long, so. $150 a pop for the first 1,000. They're going to sell 15,000. After the first 1,000, it's going to be $250.
Damn.
But, of course, you get the ones that are going to sell it on eBay. It's going to be grand.
The thing about the E3, from my understanding, is it's all just commercials.
That's pretty much, yeah.
It's demos and commercials. And
but there's a chance of you getting some. Like, I remember back when 360 came out. Everybody got a 360 in the audience. So, I guess it's got perks, but I would never want to go to this convention. Because the highlights are shown the next day.
Yeah.
On YouTube or whatever. So, I can just save my money and not go. But anyway, the the tickets are actually going to be on sale today. The 13th. That's not today. Nah. It might be today. I don't know what time it is. It's going to be on sale the 13th.
And, that's Monday. Yeah. It would be yesterday from when we published this.
Monday, yeah. the 13th. They're on sale. And it's going to be June 13th through the 15th at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Oh, they...
So
couldn't book Vegas.
So this convention center has like a 50,000 people limit.
Mm-hmm.
They want to limit to 50,000.
Right.
So you have 15,000 being sold to the public. That's 35,000 people, you know, the people, the
vendors.
Vendors and the presenters. I could not think of presenters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they usually are full to capacity with the people, presenters and their guests and everything. Right. So now they have to make room for 15,000 more people, regular Joes. It's gonna be
crowded.
It's gonna be a madhouse, I'm thinking.
Sounds like it.
They're probably gonna be sold out. They go on sale at 9 a.m. on Monday.
Yeah.
They'll probably be sold out by 9:05. So that's happening in June. But something happening in the next couple weeks is actually a PlayStation 4 update. And since we have PlayStation, I figured you would want to know about this too.
Hit me.
PS4 update 4.5.
Oh boy.
4.50. I guess the 0 is important. Is actually going to have a PS4 Pro boost mode is actually already.
So what the hell is this boost mode?
Well, boost mode is actually already programmed into your PlayStation.
So our PlayStations could have been going faster all the time?
Yeah, but it's not, I guess, not active.
The hell, Sony?
It utilizes processing powers and it improves graphics drastically.
And this the hell, is, Sony?
This is more useful for like driving, racing games, stuff like that. You can see what you're doing a little bit better. Assassin's Creed. you can use it a little bit better in Assassin's Creed Unity, in particular. I don't know why that one, but so it improves your load times. It could improve your load times, but. That hasn't really been tested, but that's what Sony's saying. It's just a Sony claim.
Well, that's kind of dickish. They were holding back and pulling punches this whole damn time.
Yeah, right now the beta's released. It released on the 3rd of this month, but the update's going to be available in the next couple weeks.
Wow.
So, also in the update is the ability to utilize external hard drives up to 8 terabytes. So,
all right.
So I figured that would be useful for us. Since
that was one thing that Xbox had over Sony.
Yeah, for many years.
Yes.
So now, because we're fancy pants and have two PlayStations, we can...
Very high society.
We can transfer back and forth if need be.
Which, that is our ongoing first world problem.
Yeah.
We have a save game in the living room, but we want to play in the bedroom. Man.
Dang it. And last but not least is the ability to watch 3D Blu-rays. Of course, you have to have the VR headset for that, but you will have the ability to watch 3D through your PlayStation.
La-ti-da.
Yeah. I'm more looking forward to the external hard drive.
Yeah.
8 terabytes is quite a good memory.
Especially because external hard drives are insanely cheap now.
Yes.
I mean, compared to what they used to be. So, yeah, we can rock some external hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
Might be able to put some media. I'm guessing it could probably record some video on it and play it through the PlayStations.
Probably. I wouldn't see
why not. Maybe some pirate movies?
What? Arr.
Like, non-Johnny Depp pirate movies?
So, we have to look for PS4 update 4.50.
Alright.
And then we can do all of that.
Cool.
And that's what I got for the video games.
That's what we got for Broken Rocket Radio.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, happy Valentine's Day for all you folks out there. If you listen to it on Valentine's Day.
If you celebrate it or observe it as a day of celebration.
Sure.
I know Waffle House does. Yes. You can go to Waffle House for a nice candlelit dinner.
Well, we're a little more excited about the day after Valentine's Day. Yep. As we mentioned before, it is our anniversary.
And married 1 year to this guy.
One year. Yikes. I wear the shackle on my finger.
Excuse me, I got something caught all up in my throat.
Yeah, you're just trying to hold back your emotions. It's 1 year anniversary. Yeah. 1 year of pure hell.
People say that the first year is the hardest year, but I don't see it. Maybe because we live together. I don't know.
Yeah, it's because we're awesome. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Two awesome people get together, they have an awesome time.
This is true.
Yes. But, yeah, well, 1 year anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy Valentine's Day, you folks out there.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Of course.
I just wanted to thank everybody who listened. We are now, what, 104?
Yeah, we're almost breaking 100 and
That's pretty awesome, considering this is just, you know, a hobby.
Yeah, we've only done it a month, and yeah, it's pretty...
It really means a lot.
Pretty kick-ass that people are listening. Right on. We appreciate all the love.
Yes.
Hey, and if you want to wish us a happy anniversary, you can always email us at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com. And we'd appreciate that. And any other insight or anything you want to say to us, we'd love to hear from you guys. I guess this was Broken Rocket Radio. Broken Rocket Radio.